This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
All right, here he is, President Ty Bollinger. Wait. Ty Bollinger, he didn't show up for work today. What happened?
He's not here tonight, but he, as we were saying before, he's got an excused absence because he's working hard right now.
Yes, he is. He's working to finish up the truth about vaccine. Show up for work tonight on the show, Outside the Box. So here we go. Super D and me, and if you want to take part in going outside the box with us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super D, are you still with me? Am I still with you?
Yeah, we're still here. I had a little glitch there. It sounded like.
I had a glitch in the matrix here. I think it's because we're about to talk about Donald Trump, and the Washington Post is not happy about that. Did you finally catch the speech
I completely avoided it. But I heard a few things about it, and then we were going to talk about it tonight, so I was like, all right, fine. So I sat down and watched it. And I, like many other people, apparently, except with the exception of the Washington Post, thought it was a pretty good speech. I mean, it was a good example of, if you remember during the campaign, Trump would, because people have been going after him because he's you know, belligerent, or he's outspoken, and he doesn't follow the rules of decorum, you know, that people would think a president would do. But many times during the campaign, Trump said, listen, you know, I have no problem. I can be presidential when I need to be. But if I'm going to be attacked, I'm going to fight back, right? So last night, really, I thought was a great example of how presidential he really is. I thought it came across really well.
Yeah, even some of the lefties like Van Jones says, tonight he became the president of the United States. It's like, you all were in denial until now, right? But the thing I find interesting, too, about them, because anybody that's like a mainstream news reporter or Washington Post guy or a leftist that then says, okay, now it's official, gets me a little concerned. Because I don't necessarily want a status quo kind of guy. And he's like, well, he played it right. Now he's the president. So I'm like, uh-oh, does this bode well, or does this...
You know what, here's the thing, I didn't get that impression. I mean, it was just that it was really delivered well, you know, more than, you know, better than it was, say, when he just did an impromptu thing on a campaign stop. It was well written. I think Ivanka had a role in writing the speech and stuff. And listen, the things that he said, you know, were things that more or less we could agree with. And let me put it this way. There were statements that he made about policies that I think are very forward-thinking and bold compared to some of the things that I've seen some of the presidents do, especially in their very first speech.
Sure.
You know, he's getting stuff done. He really is.
Yeah. If I put on like a pure libertarian purist cap, I'm going to always find things that I'm going to go, well, no, that's not very libertarian, right?
Of course.
It's a mess there. It's, you know, when it, just to quote Donald Trump, it's a mess. He inherited a mess. There was a mess for a long time. So if you're in that swamp and you're trying to clear it up, you're not going to be able to do the things that I would want to do. I'll acknowledge that. Yet at the same time, we have some back channel stuff going on that we know there are things going on that are really quite good relative to what's been going on down there for a long time.
Now, so, was there anything in particular that stood out for you?
Well, for me, it was watching the leftists, the Democrats, and the white-robed women of the Democratic Party.
Wasn't that the weirdest thing?
It was like, I didn't know, it was either the Vienna Boys Choir or it was female Klan members. I wasn't sure.
I was looking, I was like, oh, look, the Ku Klux Klan showed up for the joint session of Congress. But apparently there was a group of women that were wearing white, and they were saying that this is what the women wore years ago during the women's suffrage movement.
Right, well, because Trump is trying to take away their ability to vote. I mean, you know, I just don't have a lot of patience for, oh, he's sexist. What is he going to do? He's going to take away women's rights? What?
Well, By the way, I'll tell you what. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just a reminder that you don't get your rights because you're a woman or a man. You get your rights because you're human. But far be it for me to go into a nitpick on that level. But go ahead, Super D. Because there were some interesting things about the FDA and healthcare that he said, too, I think are worth covering.
Well, as far as the women wearing white thing, I think it kind of backfired on them. Because what it did was it caused this large section of the Democratic side of the aisle to be, I mean, you couldn't miss it. I mean, it was just like every time they showed a camera shot of the audience, it was like, bing, you zoom in on this group of people that are in white. And the reason why I think it backfired was because there were times during the speech where the left side of the aisle acted like he wasn't even there. I mean, they didn't clap. They didn't stand. They didn't move. They literally just kind of looked around at each other and stuff. And it was really pronounced because they were dressed in white.
Well,
and
there were a couple of women. Did you see with the thumbs down like they were in grade school?
I missed that.
Oh,
no,
dude,
it was
a little bit embarrassing. I mean, like, where were the adults on the Democratic side of the party? I mean, they wouldn't acknowledge. We'll get to that. Can we go into the FDA stuff? Because I think that was an interesting part of the talk. And I know we have a clip here.
That was the part that I thought was interesting. And at the same, you know, while I understand where he's coming from on this, it also concerns me. But apparently he wants to. Well, the backstory on this is that there was a girl that was in the crowd. Girl, she's a woman now.
Yeah.
So I think she's like at Harvard or something. But she had this disease called Pompe disease, which I'd never heard of before. But apparently it's some kind of a genetic
congenital issue. I think that you can't transform the glucagon out of the cells, a stored energy. And I think I perceive this as a severe chromium deficiency in pregnancy because, you know, chromium protects against these birth defects. And also it manifests in this way because you can't relinquish. I've talked about mobilizing the energy that's stored, getting it out again. I think it's a chromium issue. But he was talking about the FDA getting in the way of cures, so to speak. I'm going to play the clip. Is that okay? Super D, you're my producer. I got to ask. Here we go.
Yep.
But our slow and burdensome approval process at the Food and Drug Administration keeps too many advances, like the one that saved Megan's life, from reaching those in need. If we slash the restraints, not just at the FDA, but across our government, then we will be blessed with far more miracles, just like Megan.
Now, did the Democrats applaud on that one? I don't even know, but
I think they did. They some of them applauded on that one, unlike some of the other ones. But
the biggest one they applauded on was when he said, "We want to reduce the prices of drugs." And I was like, "Dude, that's what you're going to applaud about? Getting more people on drugs? I mean, that's all the Democrats have at this point. We want more of our people on drugs, cheaper or free. That's not something to be proud of. We want people off of drugs, because to them, healthcare equates to drugs." And again, that's a disaster, to quote Trump. He doesn't say that, but I say it that way. Now, on the FDA, this is a double-edged sword, because right now with the FDA approval process for drugs, drugs are the third, second, or first leading cause of death in America. Right? That's with the slow approval process. What happens if you pull the brakes off altogether? Now, my feeling is if you do this, and I'm not necessarily opposed to it, you will find innovation, but only if you allow that innovation across the board to include what we've said here for many years. That means herbs. That means dietary supplements. That means energy technologies. It means things that are way, since we're going outside the box, way outside the box, outside of the purview of the Fear and Death Administration. Then you're on. Because you also have to realize that without relying on a federal agency to approve something, you now have to be in a caveat emptor scenario, which we should be right now. Because the FDA approves this stuff, and yet it's the third leading cause of death. Acknowledged. I say it's the second or first. But if you unleash innovation by removing the brakes on innovation, that, to me, is a good thing, as long as you don't do it communist style. Communist style is what we have. You can have any cure you want as long as it's a drug approved by the FDA, right? You can have any color you want as long as it's black. Now, if you remove the FDA from this process or severely curtail them, then you have to say any cure, holistic, natural, non-patentable. Then you're talking Donald Trump. And I know he's being informed about some of these things, so he can't come out and say it in a speech like that. But that's my perspective, Super D. I hope I'm making myself clear on that.
Well, and I understand what you're saying, but I feel like you're also giving him a lot of benefit of the doubt, which I understand.
I'm leading the witness.
Yes, you are. But the way that I look at this, I think, is in a little bit more of a cautious and probably cynical point
sure.
of view that I have here, which is that if that landscape is not going to change, if it's not going to be a level playing field for, you know, natural substances
yes.
mm-hmm. or alternative substances, then by taking the regulations off of the approval process, basically he's just going to be fast-tracking drugs to become more and more accepted and used
right.
in society, which will have the negative effect.
Yeah, in a monopoly, I think it's a disaster. It's a disaster. But he did say something good about education. You think the Democrats would really applaud. Let's see if I can get this to play.
I am calling upon members of both parties to pass an education bill that funds school choice for disadvantaged youth, including millions of African American and Latino children.
So you had on the Republican side, they were actually applauding this, but here's what we heard from the Democrats. Same thing when he talked about a lobbying ban. If you're in the executive branch, 5-year lobbying ban, he wants to make it permanent. No applause from the Democrats because they know, oh,
weird.
My gosh, what if we leave? We won't have a job. We won't be able to work because we don't know what to do in a real workforce. But we know how to lobby government for money and power, right? That's what they're all about. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. A Texas school figures out how to cure ADD. FDA not happy.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, all the wonderful things you can do, often available for you, right at robertscottbell.com. You can go down, scroll in the show notes each day, 6 days a week, and you can find some really good stuff. Keep you healthy, strengthen you, and oftentimes comes with a special Robert Scott Bell Show discount, right? And a lot of times we try to get that code RSB15 working for you, as it does with Activation Products and their Ease Magnesium and Oceans Alive and more, and as well as the CBD we get from CV Sciences, and that's pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Now, kids, this is for you. We got to talk to you this time, especially the ones in Texas, because we've just opened up a new option for you as far as healing ADD, right? Attention Deficit Disorder. Now, ADD used to be called being a kid. You remember when you were restless in school? They didn't give us a label or try to drug us way back when?
I remember.
You do remember the good old days,
right? You got detention instead, yeah.
Yeah, that was it, detention time. But now in Texas, they figured this thing out, I think, finally. And Texas is the same state that once Rick Perry was governor said, you know, we should get all our little girls shot up with HPV vaccines. And then he backed down on it when they confronted him on it. But, you know, so it's not necessarily a drug-free state. It's one of the most onerous medical boards of all the states, attacking any doctor who would dare, you know, step outside the medical box, for instance. So it's not all that. But in this case, I'm gonna have to find a way to give Texas its props here. And if you think about all the different things we've talked about for ADD or ADHD, you know, we talk about getting the additives out, cleaning up their diets, making sure they're hydrated, making sure they're not hypoglycemic, so they need chromium, basic things like that. A Texas school kind of one-upped me and maybe did or did not acknowledge what I said, but They did something that I said. What did I say kids are designed to do? They're designed to run around and bounce off the walls if they're stuck in a room all day.
That's right.
They're designed with energy that you're like, man, oh man, I wish I had that kind of energy. Of course, that doesn't work so well when you're in a mass school setting where everybody's supposed to sit down like a little robot and be a good little citizen, because that's what these public schools are. They're government indoctrination centers. It's like, who wouldn't get a little attention deficit disorder there? So what they did, and is it one particular school here, or is it the whole system in Texas? Because this is an interesting story. I think it's one school.
This is the Eagle Mountain Elementary School in Fort Worth.
Okay, so Eagle Mountain Elementary School in Fort Worth, a shout out to you on the Robert Scott Bell Show for doing something good here. What they did was so simple. And they, again, I don't even think they changed the food, which would be great, because they acknowledged that, maybe cleaner foods would be better. But they basically tripled recess time.
There you go.
Yeah, if recess, I don't know how long it was, but if it was 20 minutes, now it's an hour. So suddenly you're like, kids, go out and be kids. Yay! Can we get some response from the kids here? Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. I think they were a little medicated for a moment there. But this is just so basic. Kids are meant to run around and play and bounce off the walls and... You know, for one, you know, that's why I like the Steiner schools and the Montessori schools. You know, they have a little bit more engagement. It isn't robot time. Come to school, drop little Johnny, little Susie off. They sit in their desk and we feed their brains, right? And tell them if they look squirrely eyed for even a moment, we're going to recommend that the counselor recommend them to a psychiatrist to get them prescribed some Ritalin. This is a very big crisis because, you know, we've talked about some stories about the development of these kids into adulthood, and their brains are messed up because they've never done long-term studies with these psychiatric drugs on kids to see how they respond as adults. What does it do to brain development? There's no discussion here about essential fatty acids, even the use of CBD, which I've utilized successfully with kids as well, but simply being more active. Imagine that. And we would all benefit from that, by the way. All of us would benefit from that at any age, but especially at the kid age. So the question is, will the FDA team descend down upon this Texas school in Fort Worth and say, you are promoting an unapproved new drug, hasn't been tested for safety or efficacy, called Recess, right? Hasn't been tested for safety or efficacy. It's now Recess RX, and you will need to get a prescription. This is definitely off-label use. We're going to shut the school down. We're going to come and confiscate your car and your houses. Teachers, no more recess. Don't triple recess, because recess then becomes an unapproved new drug. This is the crazy world we live in. So if Trump backs down on the FDA in this regard, it's a good thing. Don't let them attack schools that want more recess. That's a good thing. All right, folks, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to go to, a little bit of cannabis updating. We need to do that. And we might hear from Irvin Sani. I'm not sure. He's in surgery. Dr. Irvin Sani has been featured in The Truth About Detox and The Truth About Cancer as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're tuning in today and going, where the heck is Ty Bollinger? Where is TMB when you need him? Well, he's out there saving the day because he's working on The Truth About Vaccines, a huge documentary series that's going to be released in April. And one of the guys that's featured in The Truth About Cancer as well is going to be featured in The Truth About Vaccines. And he was just hanging out with Ty Bollinger yesterday, I believe. And he's a good friend of ours here on The Robert Scott Bell Show. His name is Dr. Irvin Sani. Dr. Sani, thanks for pinch hitting for TMB.
No problem, man. You know, I'm always happy to pinch hit for TMB. It's always great to be on your show.
Well, listen, I'm hoping we didn't cut your surgery short, because that would suck for the guy you were doing surgery on.
No, but you literally, I came out of surgery, and I had to, Ty had asked me a little earlier if I could be on. I said, well, what time? And I literally came out of my surgery at like 7:20, saw your message, saw my patient, dictated an op report, and then about 2 minutes later, I was on the phone with you. So it's been about a 12-hour day. I was three surgeries today, so it's been a busy day.
Dude, you are a champion, my friend. I'm so glad that you're with me. It's always good to talk to you. And I understand, like I said, you got to hang out with TMB working on The Truth About Vaccines, which is going to be a stunner of a documentary series that's coming out in April.
It really is. I'm excited. You know, the Truth About Cancer was exciting, and I didn't think it could be matched or topped, but I think it's going to have a pretty close contest here. It looks to be a really, really good series, and we shot some segments yesterday in Austin, and I think people should be really excited. It's going to be great information. You know, obviously, people always need to make their own decisions, but it's going to be great information and a great springboard for people to do further research. But, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Now, Dr. Irving Sani is with us now. In order to be a good buddy of Ty Bollinger like he is, you have to be a brave man, because Ty is a brave man as well, and we're all standing up for what I believe is right, true, and really righteous in this case. And you, as a physician in Texas, of all places, in Texas is not one of the most friendly medical boards to people that start talking holistically as physicians. And
you
have shown some courage to say, you know what? I'm going to do what is right. I'm going to speak up. You know, I'm trained as a physician, as a surgeon, but I'm going to speak out about these issues. And I'm you know, just so pleased to know you and know that you have the courage of your convictions as well.
Absolutely. It's always easy to stand up for what's right. The truth resonates with people. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't know a whole lot about the vaccine, you know, the vaccine science and a lot of the things, just like the truth about cancer. I didn't know a lot of those things. You know, I'm an allopathic doctor, and Ty and I were roommates in college, and that's how I got plugged in with Ty. But, you know, when he wanted me prepared to speak, you know, not just speaking generally about some general concepts, I don't claim to be a vaccine expert, but I of course wanted to vet some of the things he wanted me to talk about. And when I went to study, for the segments with yesterday, it was very interesting that it looks like just in the last few years, there was a lot of research that is, I don't want to call it anti-vaccine, but it certainly questions the validity of vaccines. A lot of stuff has come out in the United States as well as in other countries in 15, 14, 13, just in the last few years, that pretty much shows that vaccines are either ineffective or have a very low effective rate, basically. So,
yeah,
and I saw those studies. And I hadn't seen those from years ago. You know, it was not that long ago that the CDC claimed that the flu vaccine was 90% effective. And it wasn't until January of 2016 that they actually came back and said, well, it's more like 50%, and that's on a good day. So
yes,
it looks like even the CDC is being a little bit more honest about
CDC honesty is an oxymoron at this point when it comes to vaccine science, though. In fact, Dr. David Brownstein reported that their claims of even 47% effectiveness, if you really parse the reality of it, it would take 100 flu shots to guarantee that you saved one person from the flu. 100 to say that one person didn't get it. And even that I question. But let's move on to another topic here, because it does relate to vaccines, because I believe, since there are no long-term or short-term studies on safety or efficacy, double-blind placebo-controlled studies, they do not exist for vaccines. It's more like an epidemiological religion, the claims that they make, not based on sound science, but a belief system. That's fine if you want to believe it, but don't force it on anybody else without informed consent. Don't force it on anyone, even with informed consent. The option has to be the parents. Now, here's the case where I think it creates, and in this documentary that Ty is working on, we're going to see a lot of these links brought out, but I believe even seizure disorders, because the damage to the gut that Dr. Andrew Wakefield showed as well, and others. And we have a story about, this may be in Texas too, I'm not sure, Super Donnie, you can confirm this, but a young boy who was on 20 different epilepsy drugs, over 20, he's 5 years old, having 500 seizures a day. This little Jaden, 500 seizures a day. They're pumping in 20 different medicines, drugs every day. 22, they say, including benzodiazepines. Brutal. What he was getting, he was having hallucinations, screaming, insomnia, neurological tics, everything you'd imagine. And the dad kept pushing. There's got to be another way. Fine's cannabis oil. Fine's cannabis oil, CBD rich, which is cannabidiol, not the THC that makes you high, but even if it's in there, it's not going to do it because CBD counteracts the THC in that way. And almost immediately, his son was off the prescription drugs, weaning him off, and the seizures stopped. The very first day, he took the cannabis oil. Now, Texas is not a very cannabis-friendly state, but I think inevitably, the entire medical profession is going to go, yeah, I think we need to go here because these drugs are devastating.
And there's been other cases. This child was not the first case. There's been many other cases. This is probably one of the real, you know, really good uses for CBD oil. I mean, there's other uses, but this is probably one of the really, really great uses is young children with seizure disorders. And I think there's been a number of cases where it has worked, has been extremely effective, and it's life-changing. You know, can you imagine having that many seizures a day? That's all you're doing is essentially seizing all day long, you know, every minute. So, yeah, that's absolutely fantastic.
Dr. Stein, we have reported on and had parents of some of these kids on that have said similar stories as good or even better. And you know, at this point, we still on the federal level, they're claiming that this plant and the things from it are Schedule One. They have no medicinal impact. They're only dangerous and deadly and addictive, which is so far from ludicrous based on all the scientific peer-reviewed papers that are out there around the world that it's still going on. And this relates to a little bit of the concern with the Trump administration here. We're pretty much Trump supporters, but we're also honest about things that we might go, maybe, maybe not. And I want to talk about that with you. And Super Don, you got your ears on too. Because they're speculating that, you know, Jeff Sessions, very anti-cannabis, would come in and go, well, I'm going to crack down on marijuana states that have legalized it. And Jeff Sessions, to his credit, said, listen, I'm not the guy that makes the law here. I'm now the guy that's the law enforcement officer. I'm just trying to enforce it. You in Congress, if you don't like it, change it. Now, under the Obama administration, Obama said to his attorney general, hey, don't, you know, not a big deal, look elsewhere. I don't like a lot about what Obama did, but on that, that's fine. But still, Congress didn't change anything. So I'm not right here going to go Trump is anti-cannabis and he's going to attack everything, but there's an issue out there, Super D, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, it's like, listen, I mean, he's been in office for how many days now? Like 40, I think.
30 to 40, yeah.
Still figuring this stuff out. Just got the attorney general confirmed. Mm-hmm. They're getting all their ducks in a row. We've heard messages from Jeff Sessions, as you said, where he's just saying, look, I'm the top cop. I enforce the law. Let's change the law. He says, you know, he even says that, you know, he doesn't necessarily believe that, you know, it's something that everybody's in agreement about as far as it being Schedule One. So if it needs to be changed, change it, and he'll enforce the laws however it is. So really, he puts the back on Congress.
Right.
You know, because really, Congress is the one that's going to pass the legislation, not the Attorney General, right?
Yeah, but when this thing comes out about the feds are going to attack the latest cannabis stuff in Nevada.
And there's some validity to that, but you have to also understand that the activists that are out there that have been fighting for decades now to try and get this thing off of being Schedule One, they're very sensitive and they're very passionate. So if somebody goes boo, you know, they're going to go, ha, here it comes.
They're going to overreact.
That's what they've been used to. But my advice is take a breath, take a step back, don't panic. It really looks like things may be working in your favor. You got to give it some time.
Listen, I don't think this is going to be a high priority for Trump to say, well, let's go after weed. Because it's really the hard stuff coming through from Mexico. That's the problem. The gangs that he's going to attack, that's the good stuff. But, Irv, again, Dr. Stani, you're doing spinal surgery. You're seeing patients with serious pain issues, nerve pain issues. And can you imagine if you had a non-opioid option available to you freely that you wouldn't be persecuted and prosecuted for recommending, even dispensing to your patients?
Yeah, no, that would mean opioids are nasty stuff. Over 33 to 36,000 people a year, deaths are attributed to use of opioids. And that doesn't even include all the other horrible side effects and negative effects they have on people. Opiates are terrible. They're terrible, terrible things. So it would be wonderful if you had other options that were effective. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, I think the point of bringing this story up is that there are a lot of people panicking, oh, Trump's going to crack down on the states that have legalized even recreational use of cannabis. I just don't think it's a tenable position at this point, because even the Republican Party, a bulk of the Republican Party is now going, you know what, that policy is ridiculous, it's not good for anybody, and cannabis is not opium in the form of a cocaine or a heroin scenario. It's not even in the same atmosphere, stratosphere, or universe.
You know, I didn't hear the statement, but I have actually heard this through other channels that I guess that they said they're going to crack down, but it just doesn't really make any sense to me why he would spend a lot of energy on this. And furthermore, he really is a pretty, I think he's relatively liberal. I mean, for a Republican, he's certainly liberal. I mean, I think of him as an independent, not a Republican anyway, but I'll be very surprised if he spends a lot of energy on this. He's got so many other things to deal with. It doesn't make any sense to me that they would spend a significant amount of effort on this. But I guess we're going to find out.
Yes, exactly. And of course, you know, my goal and role, if we have it in the media, is to encourage folks to embrace freedom on all levels, because that is what we've been granted from our Creator, free will, the freedom to even screw up and to make choices so that we can learn from them and not have a heavy-handed autocrat, bureaucrat, or bureaucratic oligarchy telling us what to do. We're adults. We can handle it. We can raise our kids, and we can care for them much better than anybody in the government, no matter who's in office at any point in time. And, of course, I want the doctors to be free, such as you, Dr. Sani, to utilize the things that are best for the patients, not necessarily what the FDA says you can't use because it's going to break into the profit margin of the drug industry.
Right, right. Well, and I got to wonder how much of this is just media that say, hey, we've got an issue that we know is going to really galvanize people. And listen,
yep.
I mean, I didn't hear the actual statement. I just wondered if the media's making a big deal of this to basically make Trump look bad, because they realize how many Americans are going to be like, what? He's
yeah.
After that? What?
All right, Dr. Sani, we're up on a break. That's an excellent point, and I think you're right. And it's the, you know, all of the fake news Washington Post people trying to foment dissent. We're going to talk about how even people of different religions can come together and help each other after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Remember the place, Trail Freedom, Healing Liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN or Syndicator and Broadcast Radio. You can catch it on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio across the pond in Great Britain and beyond. As well as on SoundCloud, you can find our archives at robertscottbell.com. Filling in so capably and ably for Ty Bollinger today as we go outside the box, it's Dr. Irvin Sani coming from surgery, again, helping a lot of folks out, but also helping a lot of folks out different from surgery even. The things that we've talked about over the years we've known each other now, you've been able to guide people that you thought in the past would definitely have to have surgery to do a different kind of lifestyle, and wow, they're helped, they're healed.
Absolutely. In fact, we strive to make that the case most of the time, but certainly in some cases surgery is necessary. We just try to keep it to a minimum.
Absolutely. Again, that's an invasive procedure that should be a last resort, not a first resort or second even. So, Dr. Sani, this is a real happy story that Super Don found. I want to chat with you on this because, you know, if you listen to the mainstream news, you can get depressed because it's all about anger and hatred and violence and killing. And, you know, listen, that goes on in this planet. It's been going on for thousands of years. So it's not like we're not acknowledging it doesn't exist. It does. But what about those good, happy, feel-good stories? Do they exist too? Sure they do. Now, Donald Trump and Vice President Pence mentioned the issue of the Jewish cemetery being vandalized recently. And interestingly enough, it was a group of Muslims in the community that raised money to help repair it, which was nice, a happy story. Wow, isn't that great? Well, in Tampa recently, this is great, a mosque, this was not great, a mosque was burned down, or a lot of it was burned pretty severely. And they put up a GoFundMe page, right, to raise money to help repair it. And the guy who was running it was watching the money come in and said, this is weird. They're coming in $18 increments. A lot of these things, $18, $36, $72.
what is that? That's kind of strange. What's going on? So he looked at the names of the people associated with those donations. Avi, Cohen, Goldstein, Rubin, Fisher. And it turned out people of the Jewish community were donating in multiples of 18 because it's the representative number of the letter Chai in the Hebrew language. Chai. I used to wear a Chai when I was younger. Of course, in a heavily Christian community in Stone Mountain, Georgia, they never met a Jewish person before. They didn't know. They thought that was funny. They started calling me Chai. Chai, how are you doing? but it's so great that, you know, like I said, when you're an individual and you could be in a different religion, one-on-one, you're not a collectivist, you're not a group dynamic, you're an individual, people can rise to the occasion and serve in love. People who love God will step up and help others who love God, even if they're not in the same religion. And this is a story that should be front page everywhere to show you that, you know what? It's only when these government war makers often get in the way that they corrupt people and they say, you know, there's too much money in war. We can't have people making peace, right? That would be bad for business.
Right. Absolutely. No, like you said, collectivism. It's collectivism. And usually when individuals get together, they have nothing but love for one another in their hearts. And they're not judgmental and they're not, you know, they don't persecute one another, but it's more of this sort of, like you alluded to, this sort of socialist, this Nazi mentality. You know, where you're told from above what to do, this collectivist type, you know, mentality where people start to do horrible things to one another, you know, whether it's radical Islam or even, like you said, you know, people, even Jewish extremists, you know, any religion that's extremist.
Yeah, no, I was saying in Israel, you know, I don't know if they're still around, but the ultra-Orthodox will, you know, stone you or throw rocks at your car if you drive on the Sabbath. So, again, there are extremists everywhere. But the point is, I don't want to look at it as a collectivist thing. We know, and President Trump rightfully and accurately said, radical Islamic terrorism or extremism, that does exist. But, you know, we know very loving people from all backgrounds and faiths and religions. And, you know, I judge them how they live. Not by what the media tells me to believe about them, because you don't know someone until you know them. But we have to use our higher powers of discernment and discrimination when we work, you know, when we travel around the world, and we've got to protect ourselves, and that's legitimate, and that's correct. But more often than not, when you get humans together with other humans, even if they have disagreements, they'll find a way to get along, usually in commerce, in free markets. You know, I make some excellent baklava, you make some great hummus. Can we trade? Absolutely. Let's have some tea while we're at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's so true. It's so true. So, you know, the problem is the feel-good story sells itself, right? And it doesn't sell, advertising or whatever the media is after. So no one pushes those stories. They push the negative stories and the inflammatory
fear
stories.
And war and violence, very profitable for the war makers. Not so much for your soul. All right, the vitamin L flowing here with Dr. Irvin Sani on Outside the Box. Ty Bollinger's working hard. We'll have him back next week. Irv, thank you for being here. It was great to be with you.
My pleasure, and it's great to talk to you. And we'll have to hook up again soon. Take care.
Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.